as you settle into the sitting meditation posture. Drop your attention into the body and just feel yourself sitting. Upright but relaxed. Alert but at ease. Take a moment to scan your body. Moving the attention from the head down through the body to the toes, to just feel yourself as you are now in the sitting posture. And take note of what you feel. Are there any places of strong sensation? Often there's a stronger sensation at points of contact, maybe where the sit bones touch or where the hands touch. As you scan from the head to the feet, each time you notice a sensation that's particularly distinct, try to discern if it's pleasant or if it's unpleasant, or if it's neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And once you sense what the feeling is, continue with the scan. And then when you find another distinct sensation, notice if it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. Move through the body at any pace and through any order or any pattern, the right side or the left side, the front or the back first, it doesn't matter. Discerning sensation and the feeling tone associated with the sensation. And now let that go and bring your attention to the top of the head. And I'd like to move the attention together through the body, just emphasizing the feeling tone. In Pali, the term is Vedana. So we give much less importance to the distinct sensation, although you will know what the trigger is. You'll know whether it's tightness or pressure. You'll know whether it's heat or roughness. But just give a little less attention to the object that, or the material component, and emphasize more this quality of feeling. Starting at the top of the head, just feeling for the pleasantness, unpleasantness, or neutrality of whatever is known there. And move the attention down through the sides of the head and the back of the head. And then through the face. Perhaps the inside of the head. Feeling pleasantness, unpleasantness, and neutrality. Changing moments of sensation that are felt primarily as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. What feelings do you experience through the throat or neck? What feelings are known in the left shoulder and left arm down to the hand? Is it pleasant? Unpleasant? Or somewhere between pleasant and unpleasant? Discern the feelings known in the right shoulder, and then move the attention down through the right arm, feeling, knowing feeling, changing feeling. Bring the attention to the top of the chest. And as you move your attention down through the chest, the belly, the abdomen, simply discern the arising and passing of feeling. A moment of experience. And then bring your attention to the top of the back, the upper back. And as you scan through the back, emphasizing feeling, notice the mid-back, the low back, the pelvic area and the buttocks. Pleasantness, unpleasantness. Or that feeling that we call neither pleasant nor unpleasant, or perhaps neutral. Move the attention down through the left hip, the left leg, the knee, the calf, the ankle, the foot. Just feeling the flow of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral feeling. Sense the right hip and let your attention move through the right leg all the way down to the toes. Observing the arising and passing of feeling. And then let the attention rest in the whole body. As the body rests in a sitting posture. Attuned to feeling the arising and passing of pleasantness, the arising and passing of unpleasantness, the arising and passing of neutral feeling. moment by moment, different feelings being known. Developing a steady awareness in the midst of changing feeling. Bring an interest, an alertness to the encounter with feeling and notice what happens in response to a pleasant feeling. To intentionally explore this, you might move your attention to focus on some area in the body where there's a subtle but pleasant feeling. What happens in the mind when you're experiencing pleasantness? What is the quality of mind that is experiencing pleasantness? Sometimes that when we look at the mind in a moment of pleasure, we discover that actually the pleasure triggered an underlying tendency to craving. And the mental state is really one of craving, wanting more, trying to keep it, hold it, possess it, have it, thirsting for it. Scheming about how to get more. So just notice if pleasantness has given rise to craving. But it's also possible to meet a pleasant experience with a wholesome state of mindfulness. Experience also what that's like for the attention to open to and to fully know a pleasant feeling without craving. Just momentary sensations and experiences and feelings arising and passing. A feeling of pleasure, the ease, the lightness, the buoyancy of mind that comes when we can stay steady with pleasantness without succumbing to that conditioned pattern of craving. So periodically investigate your relationship to pleasure. is that root of craving quickly triggered? Is mindfulness accessible? Is the mind steady or seduced by it? Explore for yourself. How do you relate to pleasure? Simple pleasures, a warmth, a softness. A sense of comfort or ease. You might also wish to explore painful feeling. Maybe there's some sensation in the body that you find unpleasant and disagreeable. When you bring your attention to that area of pain, what happens in the mind? Is there aversion, fear, withdrawal? Does the mind go into restless thinking to distract yourself from it? Or dull out into sleep? Is there any form of aversion? Anger, irritation, impatience, blame? Notice the mental state so that we know for ourselves if unpleasant sensation is rooted or triggers a mental state that is rooted in aversion. Or if we're able to simply meet the unpleasant sensation or the unpleasant feeling tone mindfully, just knowing the arising and passing of painful sensation, of a disagreeable condition. It's quite intriguing actually to watch the mind in response to a painful sensation. it might be even more dramatic than a pleasant one. Because very often when the mind meets a painful sensation, unmindfully, we go into an aversive state, which is even more painful. But when we meet a painful sensation with a state of mindfulness, the wholesome qualities of mindfulness can actually bring pleasure and happiness as we're observing unpleasant sensation. You may have felt this paradox that we can be observing something unpleasant in the body and yet actually find the mind intrigued by it, enlivened by it, not at all unhappy because of it. It's as though our happiness does not depend upon being pain-free. So notice those moments when an unpleasant experience triggers an aversive response, and notice those moments when an unpleasant experience is met with mindfulness. So that those mental states, those ways of responding, become very clear to you. Both agreeable and disagreeable things will happen in our lives. Both pleasure and pain will occur in the body. We're not going to ever get only pleasant experiences. So how are we going to relate to them? And we can work very similarly with the neutral feeling tone, that feeling which is neither pleasant nor unpleasant. When a feeling tone is not distinct for us, the tendency of mind is to dull out, maybe become confused, to not know it clearly, to not see its impermanent nature. So ignorance is established. So the challenge with neutral feeling is to see it very clearly. And to maintain a continuity of mindfulness, a steady, calm, clear attention. At times and moments when the feeling is neither distinctly pleasant or unpleasant. Often what happens in the face of neutral experiences is that the triggers for our self-interest start to fall away. And if we're not comfortable with that experience of not self, then we might perpetuate stories to distract ourselves from the simple, calm, neutral feeling. And those stories compare and develop a narrative that reinforces a concept of self. Who I am, what experiences I will have, more pleasure, more pain. We imagine stimulating ourselves in this fantasy of our lives. And so it's something of a training for the meditator to just drop in to an openness to neutral feeling, to value the equanimity that can come in response to neutral feeling. To use those moments of relative ease to cultivate calmness and steadiness and concentration. So again, we notice when things are neutral, when feelings are neutral, has the mind gone into an unwholesome state? Boredom, ignorance, delusion, conceiving, restless thinking, dullness. Or are we mindful, concentrated, calm, tranquil, peaceful, equanimous, which are wholesome states? So as you develop your meditation today, please keep a lookout for the feeling tone, the pleasant unpleasantness or neutrality of experience, and the state of mind that arises in response to those feelings. Does desire give rise to craving? Or simple, wholesome appreciation? Does aversion give rise to fear? I'm sorry, does pain give rise to aversion or fear? Or the simple, mindful clarity that sensations are arising and passing? Does neutral feeling give rise to an ignorant state, distracted, confused, dull state of mind? Or simply clear calmness, tranquility, and ease? See for yourself throughout the day how you respond to these feelings.